The afternoon heat was doing that thing where the air gets thick and the light goes a bit yellow, and I was on my third attempt to find the Tiscardi ticketing office. I've been told the Carthage Festival tickets were only online this year, but I'm old school. I wanted to see if I could just buy one. The address I had was for a small cultural space near the Medina's edge, but the streets there all look the same, a twist of white walls and studded wooden doors, and my phone's map was spinning its little circle of doom. I finally stopped a man in a lilac Czechia who was unlocking a bicycle. "Tiscardi?" I asked. He pointed not to a building, but down a narrow, arched alley I would have walked past 100 times. And there it was, a small modern office that smelled faintly of fresh paint, air conditioning, and printer ink. A young woman behind the desk looked up from her screen. I felt a bit silly, like I'd come to a bank to pay a parking fine, but I asked about the Alyssa concert anyway. She nodded and clicked. "The tickets are all on the platform," she said in French, "but you can reserve a seat here and pay by card." I told her I just wanted one for the Alyssa night. She found the date, the ancient theater at Carthage, row something, seat something, and a total of 140 dinars. I did the mental maths, about $45, which felt like a lot for a Tuesday, but this was Alyssa, back after 17 years. I tapped my bank card, the machine beeped, and she handed me a printed confirmation that looked more like a plane ticket than a concert ticket. Stepping back out into the heat, the confirmation paper already feeling damp in my hand. The Medina Lane was a tunnel of sound and shadow. The call to prayer from the Zidona Mosque started, a long, undulating wave that seemed to hang in the still air, and it was joined almost immediately by the tinny chime of a tea seller's bell, the hammering of a coppersmith further down, and the low roar of a scooter engine gunning through the crowd. It's not a quiet place, the Medina. It never tries to be. But for all that noise, there was something calming about having a ticket in my hand. A plan. A thing to look forward to. I decided to walk back towards the main avenue instead of getting a taxi. The Grand Souk de Czechia's was quiet at this hour. The shopkeepers mostly sitting outside their stalls, fanning themselves. The dusty red felt caps stacked on the shelves behind them looking like a chorus of weary old men. "It's a dying craft," I'd read. And the piles were smaller than I'd expected. I didn't buy one. I can't picture myself wearing it, and I'm still figuring out what belongs in my flat without adding a felt cap. I'll never put on. Past the souk, the alley opened onto a wider street where the heat finally broke. A faint breeze carrying the smell of diesel, fried food, and jasmine from a vendor's tray. I was hungry, properly hungry. Not the kind of hungry a fancy cafe sandwich fixes, but the hollow, focused kind that wants something savory and immediate. I planned to go to one of the places I'd seen online, this Italian spot called Di Pietro, or a steakhouse called Red Castle, but the thought of a heavy meal in this weather felt wrong. A taxi was idling at the curb, the driver asleep with a newspaper over his face. I tapped the window, and he woke up with a start. "Bibi Droud? La Marsa?" I asked. He nodded and waved me in. The fare to the coast is a metered run, about 8 or 9 dinars, but the driver had his own logic, and after the meter clicked over, he insisted on a flat 10.
Fine.
It's not worth arguing a few dinars, and the breeze through the open window was worth every milli. The TGM train would have been cheaper, maybe a single dinar, but I'm still learning the lines, and a taxi was faster. We stopped in La Marsa on the Corniche, where the pavement is packed with families doing the slow, ritualistic evening walk. The driver let me out near the market, and I stood for a moment, stretching my legs, listening to the gulls and the slap of water against the seawall. This is where the expats live, they say, and I can see why. There's an ease to it. But it felt a little too settled, a little too much like a holiday postcard for the kind of week I've been having. Instead of the seafront cafes, I turned into a side street behind the main square, looking for a place I'd been told about, a no-name spot that does Greek and nothing else. The guy who told me about it in a bank queue had just said, "Look for the plastic chairs and the smell of oil." That was it. No sign, no menu, just a man, a gas ring, and a stack of paper-thin pastry. I found it. 2 plastic tables on the pavement. A boy with a towel over his shoulder serving, and the man himself at the stove. holding a pale disc of pastry over a raw egg and a smear of tuna and capers, then sliding it into a pan of bubbling oil. The brick came to the table about 4 minutes later, a golden half moon, crisp and blistered, with a wedge of lemon. I squeezed the lemon, bit into the corner, and the yolk, still running, spilled onto my plate. The oil sizzled, the pastry shattered, the tuna was salty, the capers were sharp. It cost me, I think, about 2 dinars, under a dollar. That was dinner. That, and a bowl of lablabi from the same street, a warm, garlicky broth of chickpeas, doused in olive oil and harissa, with a stale bread crust broken into the bottom to soak it all up. That was about 4 dinars. I ate on the plastic chair, watching the street turn from blue to purple, and I felt something I hadn't felt since I landed. Not excitement, not overwhelm, just settled. Like I'd earned the right to sit here, on this wobbly chair, in this country, eating this cheap, perfect food. The walk back to the TGM station was slow, my shirt sticking to my back. The sun was gone behind the buildings now, but the stones were still holding the day's heat, and the air smelled of sewage, jasmine, and the ghost of the sea. I passed the Café de Dalis in Sidi Bou Said on the way, that famous blue and white terrace packed with tourists taking photos of their mint tea with pine nuts. I didn't stop. I was full, and I had a ticket to a concert in my pocket, and the only thing I wanted now was the wind in my face on the train ride home. The platform at Sidi Bou Said was crowded, a mix of families heading to the festival and teenagers just heading out. The TGM arrived, its doors hissing open, and I found a spot by the window. The train rattled along the coast, the lights of Carthage blinking on the left, the dark water on the right. A teenager across from me was listening to music on his phone without earphones, some Tunisian rap I half recognized, with a heavy beat that mixed well with the rhythm of the wheels. I got off at the stop near my place and walked through the quieter streets past the Torbet El Bey, with those green fish scale domes standing black against the sky. The city was still buzzing, distant festival music somewhere, a car horn, a dog barking. I reached my door, unlocked it, and climbed the stairs to my flat. I put the ticket on the kitchen counter, next to my bank card and the attestation for my carte de séjour. The whole week, all the paperwork, the running around, the heat, it all felt a bit more real now, more like a life I was building rather than a trip I was taking. I opened the window to let the air in and lay down on the bed. In 8 days, they'll have their Women's Day, a whole holiday just for the women of this country. In a few nights, I'll be sitting in the ancient theater at Carthage, watching Alyssa. And tomorrow, I think I'm going to stay in the neighborhood. Maybe that treehouse cafe I keep walking past, the one they call Treehouse. Maybe just sit with a coffee and watch the street. That feels like enough for now. That, a cheap dinner, and the sound of a city settling into night. This is Rania in Tunis, a Slima. Good night, Tunis.